Blog Talk Radio.
Barn Goddess Barbecue and More on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And we are watching live Rub Bagby, who just went down in flames. And it was a good flame, because anytime there's smoke and there's a flame, it's a good flame. Anyway, he was knocked out of the barbecue superstars or barbecue pitmasters. And so he's battling Jim Elzer, who is number two in the Team of the Year for Florida Barbecue Association. So we're actually watching that. And there's actually a pretty nice little crowd out here. We can see that, Team Jim Elzer, Sweet Smoke Cube. They're all standing around sweating. I don't know what's going on. It's pouring here, and we've actually had a problem. But Daryl is filming both of them. And so you can check out the battle actually live streamed where we're at. And I'm going to come in because Big Papa Dana Hillis is here, and we're on Friday Night Live. And it's actually Daryl's show. Oh, look. So we're on live stream with Daryl's show with a guest host. So I'm going to just put this out here so you can talk with us. I'm going to put it on because I've just been talking to him. Anyway, so we've got an intense group going on here, don't we?
Yeah, they're not talking much. So you would think, you know, being an experienced movie star, he'd be cool.
Home and laughing and joking, and he's nervous because everybody's watching him.
I know.
I'm not nervous.
Really? But you know why? Because Amy's here. Because Amy says... to dry and wet rub. Oh.
And grind up one more time.
And do something with a meatloaf. And I'm guessing, because being a Florida girl, that I'm guessing Rub's sick of listening to the meatloaf crap. Oh.
I might grind that and mix some lamb meatloaf.
Oh, is that what you have? What's the product tonight?
What you got in there, Rub?
Lamb.
Lamb. Little lamb loin chops. We had fun today. Our earlier battles had Big Timers Barbecue against Southern Bread Smokers, and it was a very close match. We haven't announced the winner yet, but it was a 1-point match. Food they turned in was really good.
Nice.
So we had a little storm, and we had to move out from under the Big Green Apron.
We've
under
had
big top now. Nothing looks the best for Swamp Boys. He's under the Big Top. But you got a hands full, because I think the Sweet Smoke Q team has a plan, and they got it going on.
Let me tell you, not only did Rob study at the Fun Cook, because you were an amazing guy, taking notes at the Fun Cook, but now Sweet Smoke Q, he has a past judge of this competition working with him, and he was working for 3 days doing trial runs. So it's very exciting right now. I saw pictures.
Wow.
The Hughes boys were doing some things, and it was all good, man. So they were doing some things. Anyway, so even though Daryl's here and he doesn't, there he is. Daryl's here. You can say hello.
Hello and hell yeah.
But I think I see sausage. Sausage is everywhere. Sausage is your friend. It's almost like being bacon. Okay, so Dana.
Quick, I got one thing I'll say. We're debating what to do with the storm coming in, and everybody's losing pop-ups, and we didn't know what to do. This first time we've been rained out. And I had the best bunch of roadies you've ever seen in 10 minutes. We had every cooker from underneath those. We had electricity. We had lights. And here we are underneath the Big Top, man. It's going well.
And so, hell yeah. That's
the winner today, the winner from the earlier match today faces the winner of this match at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
And that's going to be tight. And let me just tell you, they cook on a TG500, which I love. I could hug that cooker every time I see it. And then you've got a Big Green Egg. And we have a four-fine-two food Dutch oven, which is amazing. And then the Meadow Creek. And the Meadow Creek is I call it a flipping machine, because you can flip it around and do meat with it. So I'm going to just walk away from because you guys can watch the live stream on Barbecue Superstars. So I'm going to walk away from what's going on here. And, I got to start looking for people. And again, doing a live stream, it kind of sucks that it is raining. The ground is very, very wet, but I'm looking for the boys. Oh, let me tell you, it's very wet here. I'm looking for the boys from Pitmaster Depot, because they're here, and I wanted to kind of talk with them. And as we walk by, here's what's cool. I see a vendor, they've got Traegers, and then everybody is undercover if their canopy didn't get killed. So some of the canopies really, really got taken down. But I'm going to Big Timer, which is Pitmaster Depot, and they have pitmasterdepot.com, so they can come. You can go to them. Right now they have a 15% off on 15% off on sweet smoke juice, and then anything over $50 for a oh, did they walk away? How are you?
Good.
Yeah, see, all of us are like, we are really working the canopies. Wait, where's Jay? Is Jay around? Okay. Oh, he is? Okay, I'm going to. Where's Zach, though? He's leaving. Zach's leaving. Okay, so, oh, don't know. Hey, here we got Zach. Okay, Zach, I'm live.
Are you live?
I'm live.
Oh, I'm right
I know. I heard you did. So here's what happened. I'm telling you, you guys need to get together. But anyway, we've got Zach and Jay from PitmasterDepot.com or Pitmaster Depot on Howard Avenue in Tampa. And I just wanted to stop by because we are all working around the rain. And, oh, look, your trailer's wet. Oh, from one little drip.
That's
so, okay, so I'm going to go here. Let me just put on speaker. And, oh, you didn't let me into the inner sanctum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the inner sanctum. Come on, man. Look, he shut the door on me. Nobody shut the door on me when I got the case. When I got the, oh, look at
pink
you.
Drink.
No, I have a pink drink. Okay, so we are in the inner sanctum of the combination of Pitmaster Depot, but the boys are going in the opposite direction. You have to go home because you forgot something.
I got to go pick up the girl.
Because you sold them?
No, I got to go pick the pot. I got my fingers wet, but I can perform.
Oh.
So I was picking grills, but I was afraid.
Oh, I don't blame you. Okay, so I'm going to set this down, and you guys need to come in and talk to the phone. But you guys have a lot of stuff going on. Right now, you just picked up the Jim Elser juice can as something you're going to bring into the shop. And, like, Jim has a couple of things going on. And let me tell you, the Big Ugly Drum, which is not an appropriate name, so we're calling it juice can, is winning contests. And then they are selling the injector, which is a Mammer Jammer injector, all big, shoots up a bunch of juice.
It fills it up.
So, you know what? I have one. I love it. But to be honest, you guys probably know how many. Is that a half a gallon? I think it's a gallon.
That's a gallon, yeah.
It's a gallon, right?
Yeah, it's got to be a gallon.
And it really, when you start putting it into the meat, it really works out well. So you guys have that. You have the juice. You have all the stuff. And now you have the drum, the can, the juice can. But not only that, you guys are doing a class coming up September 14th.
It's Saturday.
It is next Saturday. I'm going to tell you, I just can't get over how quick it's all going on. So Jay, come on. Jay is doing the class next Saturday, 9 to 12, right?
$29.99,
which is a steal.
Can't beat that.
No, and everybody I talked to, I got to tell you, at the last contest that we were talking about, your fourth class that you did with Jim, everybody was saying, I can't believe what he told us. I can't believe I'm going to do that. And so, and actually, one of the judges for the phone cook was at your class, and he was bragging on it all the time. Yeah, it was Steve. So what's great for you guys is not only do you have product for sale and you're selling what the competition guys are selling, but you're offering classes now. So what do you have planned for the future?
So we got some right, dude, that's where we're
picking up. So here's your time to tell us. No, no secret. What do you have planned? You got another You've got it.
Well,
more
we have
classes.
We have more classes. We're trying to do a class once a month.
Right.
Even though we've got competition, the brisket, the butt, the chicken class. We're trying to get a hold of other people for different classes. Also, we're going to be trying to do, like, the backyard class, steak.
Right.
Stuff like that. People who just want to cook every
yep.
day. We're going to have people come in, specialize in that, like, steak. You know, how to get a steak deep rare, you know, that kind of stuff. Thing.
And what's great for you guys is you have it right there in a building that everybody can come in. They can see you do it on whatever cookers you happen to be using. But now they get to go, well, what spices should I have? You guys have everything, which is really cool.
Yes, we just got in Budweiser's.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday, we got that order.
The rib?
We got the hickory bacon, the apple chicken, the steak and Bennett, actually.
Oh.
Steak and Bennett, bro.
I didn't know you had that many.
Yeah, don't believe it's good. And got a Oak Ridge habanero came in. But we got a little bit more audio, so we haven't got a chance to up the website, update it. So, we got more gaggles.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't know that rub at all.
That's a really good tasting rub out of
somebody else told me that.
And
is it one flavor? Because
the rub is one flavor. He's getting ready to test with Dr. Ken and I. He's going to come out with a 16-ounce rub, too, a package. And so if you don't want that container, I think it's an 8-ounce container.
8-ounce?
You can get
okay.
the 1-pound. I think it's coming out with that.
Yeah,
you might
already
have it. And his sauces are really good.
Good.
Habanero root sauce. All the sauces are really good.
Now, you guys, do you have Texas jelly?
Yes, Texas
jelly. Okay. And I wasn't sure if that was a crapshoot. But let me tell you, I was listening to Chad's show, and a Texas jelly guy was on, and I'm like, oh, I gotta have that. But love it at home, but I'm not giving it to a judge because they would go, what was this person thinking?
I think it's how you get it. They add it into other sauces.
And that's what I hear.
And,
I'm afraid to do that because it's so good the way I do it.
Chad's talking about bringing some over tonight to put one of the slushy machine, the cherry slushy out there. Put it in there and add a little piece of the slushy. Put an apple cherry on the mango in there. He can have his brown water out here. Or something.
Yeah.
He can have a Texas pepper jelly here.
No, that's great. So everybody's excited about you guys having a new place. So what is your next thing? I know you're bringing on Jim Elder's drum. What else do you have coming in? So you guys are like on the cutting edge of everything.
Well, it's a big market for us over there. A lot of people over there want to cook, but, you know, they just don't have the learning ability and stuff like that. So that's what we're trying to do is bring another market to do a competition barbecue over in the Tampa area.
Yep. And it doesn't have to be the competition guy because I understood that Jim did pork chops. And,
that's correct.
Oh, yeah. And we don't do pork chops. So pork chops and pork loin, I do a killer pork loin. Can't wait to share that with anybody that will listen to it. So besides the classes, I know you guys are on your social media all the time looking for something new.
That's good.
And so if somebody wants to get a hold of you, where is the best place? Do you want them to go to
Pitmaster.com,
or where do you want them to go?
Go to pitmasterdepot.com, contact us, or you can go to the Facebook page, or you can call the shop.
What's the shop number? Because I think I still have your card.
803-480-3305.
480-3305 with an area code of 813. So
that's when we had those shops. We had all the cell phone numbers. But now we're trying to get everything.
Because you're trying to get busier.
We are.
And you have Al working over at the shop with you, right?
Al, 24/7 over there.
Let me tell you, 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look. Perfect. Al is not 24/7, so don't call Al looking for 24/7.
Sure.
However, you guys landed a gem of a assistant at your shop because you guys both, it's a mom-and-pop organization, only it's two pops, and you have regular jobs that we're all
right.
trying to make a living, but you have Al working there, and he's wonderful. He's wonderful.
he knows everybody in South Tampa. He's really good as far as dealing with the customers. He's very knowledgeable of all the products.
He is.
And he knows more about the Green Mountain Girls than I do.
Okay, you didn't need to say that online. And here's the cool thing about these guys. They are so close to the Big Sombrero. And okay, Raymond James. Oh, I thought they changed the name. I know, but I still call it the Big Sombrero. Okay. And I've been in Florida since 1981. But here's the deal. You guys are getting ready to do what I wish had been out earlier. You have the Tailgater, the Davy Crockett.
That's correct.
Coming your way. And I'm so excited about this.
I think it's coming out. I think we've got a couple weeks left on it.
Okay.
But it should be, we're supposed to be here already. I'm thinking by the end of September we should have it. So we keep waiting. They got a big conference down in Oregon this week, next week. I'm sure you get a little more information, but it should be on its way.
And you can look that up on the Green Mountain Grill website. It is actually called, it's a tailgater. And so for anybody in Florida, I mean, we do this year-round. The legs fold out. I can't wait to see it.
Especially for people like tailgating. Well, some people think, oh, it's a buck.
You are? I
know how it is to go out there and tailgate and try to get a charcoal grill and all that. But...
Oh, Jesus. That's my drink, I think. No.
For my dirty seal.
With the Crockett, all you do is plug in to your cigarette lighter and you got the grill started.
Can I love that?
That's a great idea. And Buster might have another grill coming on board. I will tell details soon.
Okay.
So.
But it's not only just the cigarette lighter. There's three applications.
Plug it into a regular outlet, cigarette lighter, and...
marine battery? What's the third one? Is it marine battery?
Yep. You put it on the boat. How better is that?
Oh, no. Everything is good about us on the boat.
You go on the boat and have a GMG grill cook that. Take the fish right off out of the water, gun it up, and ready to roll.
It's all good.
It's illegal.
Get a thing. It's illegal. Anyway, so we're going to leave. These guys got to go. I don't know how to tell you this, but Beth's like, I need to go get girls. And the fact of the matter is, he needs to move on his way, and I'll be going to my next trailer.
Well, always good talking to you.
I'm in the inner sanctum of FitmasterDepot.com. Are you guys good?
I'm good.
All right. Anything else you want to tell us? New babies coming away or anything like that?
I got two. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. And he has the cutest kids online.
That was something like happy anniversary. Today is our anniversary, and here I am to take one for the competition. So... My wife
is 18
years
after the anniversary. Yeah. Oh. Your one anniversary is tonight. So I would like to say, it's happy anniversary to Jay's wife. What is her name?
Melinda.
Yeah. I hope you're sending lots of flowers, man. Okay, so I'm going out the back door here because he's sitting here with rugs and air conditioner and I keep getting wet from the hole in the ceiling. It keeps dripping on me, so we're out of here. But the boys from Pitmaster Depot are doing fine, and go check them out. They are competitors selling competition-style stuff. So that's what we want. And now it's raining hard again, and I'm going to walk over here.
Thanks, Lord.
All right, Jay. So we're going to walk over here. We are still Saturday Night Live. It's Daryl's show. And Stephanie from, all racked up, is trying to put up a second tent over here. Oh, are you guys vending?
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait, we're live on Saturday Night Live, the Barbecue to the Stars, and I'm stopping Stephanie. She's trying to flip a tent. Oh, my God, I didn't know you guys ever vended.
We do vend. Local contest, we will vend, and this is local for us.
And they kick at Perfect Spores and brisket and...
That's it.
And they have the best little dog that is a boxer named Brisket.
Not so little, but she will be out here tomorrow also.
All right, so we got Stephanie here and all wrapped up. Can I peek in here? Is your honey in there?
Yeah, he's in there.
He's going to go.
Still in that door.
Okay. Oh, I get to go.
I'm going to the inner sanctum of all wrapped up.
Okay, so once I open this door, poor... Okay, I was given permission to come in here. Okay, we're live. Notice you didn't throw anything at me. So we're on Saturday Night Live, or Saturday Night Live. It's Dale, our Daryl Mask kind of show, and he's doing the superstar. So, oh, look at him. He is just injecting his butt, doing a great job. And you guys are vending a lot. I never knew you vended.
We don't.
Okay.
Not very often, but we're 5 minutes from home.
Yeah, you're really close to home, aren't you? And your daughter is helping you, and you're back to school, right? Okay. So I saw he wrote a sweet little thing about you, which he always likes sweet things about you. How long have you been? This is, I'm talking to, they had a perfect score in Brisket. Less than a year ago, right?
Is it a year ago? It was a year ago in Cocoa.
Yeah. And oh, it was in Cocoa, which is amazing because I was fortunate enough to taste some of that brisket, and he had some kick-ass brisket. So he's working his pork butts right now. And what else you got going on?
Not a whole lot. I'm gonna try to get set up the fence.
I know.
I'm not used to that.
I know. I can't believe it. So.
We do cater quite a bit, so we have all the stuff. I like to compete now.
I know you do. And
all my people love bowling, so.
And
gotta do
it. When they want to do a vet or a catering event, how do they get a hold of All Racked Up?
All Racked Up Barbecue. AllRackedUpBBQ.com.
Okay, so AllRackedUpBBQ.com. You guys can check out David and Stephanie, and they do a kick-ass job. They have a lovely little puppy, which...
She'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, so,
she would have been here tonight, but...
I know, she's not so small anymore.
No, she's good size.
So what else do you have going on? Because I know you work a full-time on the job, which a lot of the guys do.
That's pretty much it.
All right.
Work as often as I can.
I know you do, and I haven't seen you out in a while.
40 hours a week. I don't work today. I got here at 5:30.
But the cool thing was he actually set his trailer up in advance because you live, I heard, I could throw a stone that far, and you live that far, which is really cool, and then you're able to bend. So couldn't have any nicer people. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to leave. Thank you. Oh, and it's still raining. We're going to leave David, let him do his thing. They're such nice people. You know, here's the thing about barbecuers. You just can't help but want them to do well because everybody's so nice. So I'm going to, swing back and try to go back to the big Papa's battle. And at some point, you can hear generators running. Rain is still falling. And, the cool thing is Master Chef is looking for Florida barbecue people to audition. So... if you're a Florida barbecue person, I'm going October 15th to actually apply. And what's cool is we all have our own strengths. So this is what it's all about. Now, I'm in the vendor area right now, and actually for a first-time event, we have probably 8 big vendors. And they're doing really good. So I'm walking into the tent right now, and they're doing their thing. And we're back on. Oh, so I'm looking back at, we've got some Florida chat in here because I'm on somebody else's show, and I'm just coming back to check out the chat. But let me tell you, Amy and Rub are working like a bunch of animals. And so they've been, my train is on there. They have been Well, they've been working about 45 minutes, so we're very close to the end of when this is supposed to be. So I'm going to come over here by Daryl. And, Daryl, we're live on your show.
Whoa!
Hell yeah! And so when I see little fingerling potatoes, what's going on here? Because I was talking to people.
I tell you, Rob has got some lamb chops and sausage saute going on over there.
Oh.
And
you gonna cut them?
Yeah, now he's got three cups there. Pink, I'll show you on live feed. They've got red, orange, and yellow cup.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, and he has cut all the vegetables up himself with these mega sharp knives. And so he's sort of setting up the dishes, and the other people are putting them on the cookers. And then over here with Elzer, Elzer, he's had a lot of discussion going on with his counterpart, and they've got some great dishes going, too. He's got a great side dish, but I think the one mistake and the one thing that's really sticking out to me right now is Jim Elsner has been taunting Swanson with a little bit. And, oh, God. And that's one thing you don't want to do to Rob Babbitt. Don't taunt him. The Swamp will come up and bite you.
Oh, the Swamp will bite you in the ass.
So,
don't taunt the Swamp, man.
Ooh,
right. Oh, look at it. Jim is, like, out of control.
We heard a little Swamp you a few minutes ago.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Swamp you.
I've noticed that knife has been chopping harder. There's a lot more dishes going on the grill.
So here has been Daryl Mass, and we are live on his show as we're doing another show. But anyway, Amy is really working the vegetables. And let me just tell you, she completes Rub. So I'm just saying. Oh, he did say he completes him. And where was that? Oh, wait. I know where it was. So I won't disturb him because he's working up. Yeah. Only because he laughed his ass off afterwards. So, yeah, he was at the Dale Earnhardt competition, and fortunately him and Amy got to be pit crew with Dale Earnhardt, and they have the best pictures. So if you haven't looked at his website or his Facebook page, they have the best pictures of anybody else. So Amy is just like chopping celery like she's a mammer jammer and doing a great job. So okay. So I'm moving down the line. Oh wait, hey Daryl, I'm over to you. Over to you. You need to help me. Oh, we have live feed here on Daryl's thing. And let me just tell you, we are about done, but I have no idea how to fix Daryl's computer to make it done. So can I get in here, honey? I'm sorry. So we're going backwards. Oh, I keep trying to use my mouse. Okay. There we are. And listen, we are at the end of the line, and I just want to say that Daryl's show has been amazing. Go over to live feed and check him out. Oh, he's coming over here.
He's gonna get a caller in about 2 seconds.
Oh, wait. I've just been told we have a caller coming in. So we're going to hold off because somebody has made a point to say that there is a caller. And look, we've got a caller coming in, so I'm going to just go.
I just heard some in the background. I didn't realize she was actually talking on the phone. Go ahead.
Tired on her own.
Put it on. Say, ask them what their predictions are, Swamp Boy or Sweet Smokes Hill. What is the radio show's prediction of this matchup? Swamp Boy and Sweet Smoke Hill. What's y'all's prediction?
Okay, so we have Blitzkrieg Sun.
You can't pick anybody.
Joel.
No, I think Joel. No, we're talking to her.
Well, she's actually a legit helper.
I'll make a bold prediction. Swamp Boys is going to win. They got 50 dishes coming off the fire.
Oh, oh, my God. Rob has cooked as many dishes as I did. So that's what we got going on right now. Anyway, so we're going to log out, and you can finish up the live stream on Barbecue Superstars. So we're going to close out tonight's version of Friday Night Lights. Again, I'm Lori Frazee. This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, your host on Wednesday night, substituting for Daryl. And I hope you guys, if you're smoking, you're having a great time, and be careful out there in all your travels, okay? So we'll see you next week. Good night.